different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favourites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
¿Sabes que ahora también puedes ver Vaughan Radio en directo? Síguenos en twitch.tv/Vaughan Radio.
Test your English.
Hello and welcome to Test Your English. I am Jimena. Over there is...
Nato.
And you are...
Fill in the blank.
No? Exactly. Fill in the blank. Insert your name here. So we're talking today... Oh no, I've done the thing of the broken cascos. Why don't you throw them in the bin?
Eso digo yo.
Nacho.
Do you know the funny thing?
Espera.
Ah, claro, que ahora no me oye.
Putting them on the floor.
No. Ah, mira, muy bien.
Fuera.
Eso es.
I literally just threw them on the floor.
Eso es.
Don't throw up. I know that for an invitado
I know you're angry. Don't worry. Keep calm.
But why would
don't destroy the studio.
The other day they were on the left, so no, I was like, today I'm going to use the ones on the right.
No, but it's funny because everybody says to me that the headphones are broken and I can't do anything.
Is this the only one left?
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I don't buy them. I don't fix them.
You are powerless.
Efectivamente.
Okay, well.
Aunque parezca que puedo hacer algo, no.
Bueno, tienes un cuenta de Amazon, ¿no?
Ya, bueno,
exactly.
I can buy some.
That would be great.
But there are at least 3 or 4 people that come to mind that can do.
They could do that.
They could do things apart from me. Yeah.
So this is a very passive-aggressive show. I like it so far.
Sí, sí. Este es nuestro rollo hoy.
So there we go. The headphones are broken, but don't panic, listeners, because we've got lots coming up in the show. We're going to talk about a fascinating topic.
¿Sí?
Height.
Uy.
Being tall.
Hate.
Or short. Not hate, no.
Nah.
I know, that would be good for today. What? That is headphones are broken! No. Height.
Hmm.
That's how we pronounce it. We say H. How do you spell it? Come on.
And then, do I have to spell it because you don't know?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I haven't got a clue.
Hate. Or hate, no?
Como H. Dice, H.
No, pero our friend Fit.
Oh, so it's H.
Hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
go
ask,
for that.
Ask him. Or ask him.
Yeah.
Bueno. Height.
There's money to paint the Vaughan walls.
But no money
for
the cascos. Yeah, they're painting. They're painting the walls.
Why are they painting that wall?
But
it's white already. They are painting a white wall white.
Está un poquito vieja.
¿En serio?
Yeah. I asked for it.
You asked for not the headphones.
No.
For the white wall
can you paint this thing that's a little bit dirty?
They've got sponges for that. They're called magic sponges. And you just wipe away the dirt.
Ah, sí. Es verdad, yo tenía una.
Una, I can give you some more.
Esponja mágica.
I bought a whole pack of them. They're amazing. So I could have just given that to the boss. No. But anyway, never mind. We're talking about height. We're going to see fun facts, phrasal verbs, expressions, records,
de
testing,
todo.
Nacho, karaoke. It's going to be great. But let's start with some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay. Nacho, how tall are you?
How tall?
Yeah.
1 meter and 72, 73.
So you're exactly the same as me?
Maybe.
I think that's what I am. Mm-hmm. 1 meter 72 or 3? Mm-hmm. Suena, eh? No, maybe I'm 1 meter 70. I don't know.
No, we are.
We're similar, no?
Similar, yeah.
Okay, so we're similar heights. Well, that makes you not that tall and me taller than average, right?
Yes.
Because I'm a girl. Okay. Mm-hmm. Haha, I make more money than you. I'm saying it because...
¿Y centímetros?
It's not based in reality.
Ah, decía yo. Digo, ¿por qué no me pagarán más? Ahora no entiendo.
Taller people make more money.
Pues,
¿te parece justo eso?
Pues voy a llamar a alguien alto que venga.
This is terrible. Look, I'm sorry for all the short people listening. And hopefully it's not true.
No, but it's not our fault.
Yeah, but it's really rude. Numerous studies have found that on average, taller people make more money. They make an average of $789 more dollars more per year for each inch above average height. That is crazy.
How much?
You take this article to Richard Vaughan and say, mira, look what's happening in this company. I'm shortest. I'm being short. What's the word?
I can be discriminated against for being
shorter than this guy.
Yeah. Or I can wear high heels if you ask me.
Exactly.
That's
and
the
that's
reason.
Gonna change anything.
Yeah. You pay me more. I can wear them.
I can't believe this.
¿Cuánto era por un inch?
Yeah. For each inch, you're losing out on $789.
$789 per year, I think.
Yeah.
I guess.
So, if you grew this much, if you ate a bit more spinach, you would pay for that spinach. Your mum owes you this. Is your mum?
I know it.
Is your mum shorter?
Yes. Yes, she is.
It's very funny because my husband is randomly very tall. They don't pay him more than average, but he is tall. But his parents are so short, both of them. It's very, very funny. I don't know how it happened. And his sister is really short. How does it happen?
But maybe your husband is earning more than his partner.
Maybe. He's not earning a lot, but he's earning more than his short mates. I'm trying to think. No, one of his really short mates earns loads and loves to tell us about it.
See?
Yeah. But maybe that's why. Because he's the first short one to earn loads.
First short one.
Anyway, so, okay. Right, next thing. Genes can cause height extremes. Okay, so you can have people with dwarfism, okay, or gigantism. I saw this, we're talking about this because I saw the world's tallest woman recently. Did you see her? Have you seen
her? No.
Hold on. Oh, but that was the record.
She's making a killing, I guess.
She's pretty tall. I don't know. Do you think you make money out of being 7 foot?
Well, no, at least 700 and whatever per year more.
Yeah, she's...
A ver.
I see what you mean. I was like, you think she can sell herself to...
No, estará forrada.
Yeah, totally. Look at that. She has gigantism, I guess. No, she was born with a rare genetic condition known as Weaver syndrome, which can cause rapid growth. Okay, and she's using her publicity that comes with her world records. Now we can't do world records.
Ya está hecho.
Es que ¿qué estoy haciendo? We didn't even have the ráfaga. I had a really good world record and now I'm using it in the fun fact section. Anyway, she is using the publicity to raise awareness. You know that collocation, right?
Yeah, para que la gente tome conciencia.
Exactly, about genetic diseases. And she says, I personally think the differences and other features which seem like disadvantages can be turned into advantages. Okay? And she's from Turkey. She's called Gelgi, I think. Gelgi. And did you know that the world's tallest man, Sultan Kosun, also lives in Turkey?
Oh.
Oh. She hasn't met him. She says she would love to meet him one day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Muy bonito. First dates with these two.
Hey, tema. First height.
Are we being heightist? Hmm? Are we being heightist?
Heightist. ¿Qué es eso?
Like ages, sexist.
Ah, heightist.
Heightist.
No, no,
porque
no.
Porque son altos, tienen que estar juntos. ¿Qué es esto?
Bueno, algo hay, ¿eh? ¿No? You are like to meet a stall and you find a
rocky
person.
Rocky ground.
No, no, no.
I would do it,
but I don't know. It's difficult.
Is your wife taller than you?
No, she isn't.
Mira
but
que...
it's similar.
Similar, okay. Right.
But, I mean, I'm like in the middle of everything. O sea, no podría ser ni mucho más alta ni mucho más baja.
What does that mean?
That I'm 1.70 meters.
So you're in the middle of everyone.
Like,
yeah.
2 meters, I don't know.
Or she could be. Well, she could be Gelgi from Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why? Pero, hombre, es gracioso que se junten tan altos, ¿no?
It would be really good. Two people towering over. Ooh, great phrasal verb. What does it mean?
No, don't know.
To tower over. Okay, give me the ráfaga.
The ráfaga de what?
The phrasal verb one. No, the tall ráfaga.
Phrasal verb time.
No! I'm going to keep Nacho on his toes today.
Nos ha cortado el rollo esta, a ver.
Just, yeah, I've cut fun facts in half. Now with we've mentioned a record. Now I've got a phrasal verb.
Ay, mira, vaya lío.
To tower over means to be very, very tall and to sort of lean tallly over someone. So, for example, Nacho, you tower over a small child because you are much taller than them. Okay.
But like intimidating them or
no,
what?
Just being big. Uh-huh. Just being bigger than them. To tower over. I guess it is a bit intimidating, but it's not a negative thing. It's just a fact, you know, to tower over is to be much taller than someone or something. Okay. So you would say he towers over his sister or she towers over her brother. Okay. It can also be used to be much better or more important, apparently. I don't use it like that. I use it as just height. Okay. To tower over. But Gelgi from Turkey probably towers over us. She's a lot taller.
Over everybody.
Over everyone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people that they don't tower over. It's a fact. She's the tallest woman in the world.
The lady, his future wife.
So to tower over. Thank you for that phrasal verb. Mm-hmm. That was really good. Back to fun facts.
Yeah.
You don't have to put the ráfaga.
No, otra vez, no.
Pero querías, ¿no?
No.
Now, Nacho, we have a problem. You wanted to earn those $789 per year right?
Mm-hmm.
I recommended
really
spinach. However, I've got bad news for you.
A ver.
You start shrinking at age 40.
Bueno.
Nacho, how old are you? Just say it.
41. Oh my god.
So you're going to start losing
money
every year.
I used to be 1.73 meters.
Exactly.
And the last time,
genuinely no.
But once you get a pay raise,
they can't take it away.
No.
So this is hopefully won't affect your money, but it's not going to help you get that pay rise with the height rise. But you can just say that to Richard as well. Be like, look, I'm not getting any taller.
In fact, it's getting worse.
Listeners, that was a hilarious joke by me because the expression is, I'm not getting any younger, but I changed it to, I'm not getting any taller. And that was really funny and Nacho laughed. I don't know if he knew it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Phew. And then I just explained it because sometimes you just got to explain a joke.
No.
So it's really not funny. Fashion. Well, this is a great fact. Nacho, did you know that fashion can help you fake looking taller?
Of course.
Have you heard of this?
High heels.
Yes.
Hay tacones como internos.
¿Qué dices internos?
Like inside the shoes.
Oh, wow. You knew more about this than
because you don't need it. But I do. No. I have
my tacos in turn. What do you mean?
Yeah. You don't see it on the exterior.
Mm-hmm.
There are apparently no tacones, but hay un poquito de como de
okay, yeah,
poquito,
a little bit
like
of,
two or three centimeters.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I don't know if it's true anymore. I'm very confused about my height. Do you consider me tall? Or what do you consider me?
A little bit taller than average.
Okay, a little bit taller. You didn't want to give me tall, no?
No.
Okay, so a little bit taller than average. Okay, that might be the right definition. But all my life, I was short. All my life. For me, I think I'm a short person in a little bit taller than average body. Because I was the shortest person in the entire class / year till I was 15 and a half. And then...
El estirón.
And all the short, well, tall people that towered over me, I came back after that summer at 16 and I towered over them. Well, towered over. Yeah, I'm taller than most of my friends. No, not most of my friends. I'm taller than at least half of my friends. My friends are quite tall, a lot of them. English people are quite tall, I think, in general. No? Is that a fair thing to say?
I'm not sure.
I think so.
Well, that,
yeah, no, I think they're taller than average. Should I check it on the internet? How are English people taller than the average European? Let's go for Europeans. Okay? I think you're going to be... is Rob taller than Dino? Have a look.
Yes, he is.
Well, there you go. There's my fact proven. I can see.
Pues ya está.
Here it is. It has been discovered that the average British man is 36 millimeters, that's 1 inch, taller than his French counterpart. Scared? Don't question my knowledge.
And they earn more per year.
And they earn more. Yes, exactly.
No?
Probably. Salaries? I don't know. Salaries are higher, but rent is higher.
Ya, eso so no te conviene ser. Tampoco podemos juntar todos los datos, you know?
This is a great article. That Britain stand tall, if slightly heavy, in Europe. Please translate that title.
A ver, los británicos stand tall, I don't know.
Great expression.
Permanecen erguidos.
To stand tall is to sort of, it just means being tall here, are tall. But to stand tall is to be proud.
Orgulloso. If slightly heavy...
Britain stand tall. If slightly heavy, es una extra. Como, aunque bastante, un poco más
pesados en Europa.
Yeah. So there you go.
Muy bien.
It's a fact that they are, among European men, only the Dutch are taller. Okay? The average British woman is 1.60 m. What's that? 1.62 m.
6-0, no, 1-60.
1-62 y...
No, 6-0, 2-0.
No, 6-2-0.
Ah, 6-2-0. 1-62.
Whereas her French counterpart is 1-6-0.
Mm-hmm.
1-60. So sí. 2...
1 inch, no? 1 inch.
Simply their inch.
No,
yeah, okay.
1 inch is 2.5 centimeters, I think.
I don't know. But what I do know is that British women and men are heavier than all other nationalities. I said this the other day. I said this.
Not you.
Well, no, because now. I've got Argentinian blood.
Ah, ahí está.
Yeah. I think I'm probably more on the Argentinian side of genes than English, no? Mm-hmm. But my dad was very big.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very small. So there you go.
The mix. The middle.
The mix in the middle. Exactly. So there you go. I am glad I found this article to prove what I thought was a fact, and now I know it's a fact. Nacho, should we have some expressions?
Expresiones en inglés que deberías conocer.
Right on the money. There are so many tall expressions and short ones too. We're not discriminating, remember?
No, we're not. ¿Cómo es?
Heightist. No, not, we're not heightist here.
Heightist.
Do you want to have a short at all first, or what do you want?
A short one.
A short one. Okay, Nacho, if I ask you to do something at short notice, what am I doing?
No idea. Quickly.
¿En serio?
At short notice.
I'm sorry it's such short notice, but can you, you know, edit this for me?
Ay, rapidito.
Rapidito, rapidito. So there you go. At short notice. It means con poco tiempo de adelantación. No.
Antelación.
Antelación. Mm-hmm. Short notice. Okay. What if I am short with you? It's a good one.
I don't know. You don't behave very well with me. You don't treat me well.
Very good. Yes. Mm-hmm. To be short with someone is to be a little bit abrupt.
Un poquito rancia?
No, rancia no. Abrupt. Like...
Brusca.
Brusca, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or unfriendly, okay? Like, yeah, just a tiny bit rude. It's not too bad. Está ahí, ahí al límite. Okay?
¿Cómo es? Short.
To be short with someone. Short with someone. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just noticed he was a bit short with me. Or I just noticed you were a bit short with me. Is something wrong? Yes, something's wrong. And then you can start screaming.
Can you be short?
No, you cannot just be short.
No, well, like you can. In Spanish. No, no, pero en el bajito. Sentido, as we say, eres un poco corto.
Ah.
Like, not the sharpest tool in the
That's
the box,
brilliant,
no?
Yeah. Not the sharpest tool in the box. Not with short in English.
No. There are just with sharp. No, okay.
He's not very sharp. Eso sí que es afilado.
But we can't be short with somebody. No podemos ser cortos con alguien.
What do you mean
eso
we
no
can't?
Existe.
Sí.
En español no.
Ah, no puedes ser no, no. cortos
podemos ser
con...
cortos, pero no sortos con, cortos con alguien.
Interesting.
Short,
okay.
Ya me contó.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm confused. What were we learning? tall. To be fair, we have to go with some tall ones as well. What's a tall tale, Nacho?
Un cuento chino.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, when was the last time someone told you a tall tale? Your children, right? Do they not tell you every day?
Every day, yeah, yeah.
Literally, I get like
but
six.
But I can distinguish like reality with with his world, with their world.
I know. And especially my youngest now. She just makes stuff up constantly. And yeah.
I had to do like a survey among all the classmates.
To work out what?
To have the average. Like, ¿habéis hecho los deberes? Sí, sí, no, no. ¿Qué deberes?
Yeah. It's incredible. But even for the simplest thing that should just be a fact, no? It's still ambiguous. Always. I'm just like, what? Have you got homework or not? Yeah. Like, just say yes or no. Es que lo he hecho en el comedor. Really? Or did you just see someone else do it in the car? Anyway. A tall tale. Great expression. What about a tall order? Now, this is great. Okay, I can give you a whole sentence here. You're going to like this. Look. Sorry for being short with you earlier. Bueno, este es un extra. I know it's short notice, but... And a bit of a tall order, but can you have it ready for me by 3:00?
Ya, que me estás pidiendo mucho. ¿No?
A tall order is, una cosa que sabes que va a ser mucho lío para esa persona, pero you'd be like, a tall order, it's a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I know it's a tall order, but could you...
Yeah, for example, if somebody is recording on an afternoon and you want it edited on the next morning.
Yeah, for example.
Okay. Okay, okay.
And if you don't get it done, I'll be very short with you the next day.
Okay, okay.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm joking.
Oh, he's funny, this guy. Isn't he? So, a tall order, a tall tale, a short... What was it? Short notice.
To be short with.
To be short with. And everyone knows a short cut, right? I don't have to give you that.
Tajo.
Too easy. Okay, so there you go. Those were great expressions, weren't they?
Absolutely.
I've got nothing else to do on this half of the program, so what are we going to do?
Nada, ni reinamos con otra sección ni nada.
Es que no sé.
No sé.
What are we going to do? Just, should I talk about height?
Claro. Are you afraid of height?
Nice! Phew. Have you got a section for this? Like, just filling time?
Yeah, I did a ráfaga. Afraid of height, but ya no la tengo.
Okay, interestingly enough, no, I'm not afraid of heights. I don't think. Are you?
It's funny you ask.
It just came to me in a vision to ask you. Yeah, tell me.
I used to pee.
Okay.
Afraid, but suddenly, lo pasaba muy mal, los abuelos, but suddenly I flew once alone by myself.
Flew?
I flew alone.
What do you mean? Oh, right. Without anyone in an airplane. Okay, yeah.
Because I had a mistake between my wife and I. And
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Y se me pasó.
No.
No. It was my wife's
but
fault.
I don't agree that being afraid of heights is the same as being afraid of flying.
Well, because I'm afraid of dying in a crash accident.
Exactly, but I think that's more a fear of flying. Because I...
Perdón. Yeah.
Fear of dying. And Nacho,
es hablar de mujeres,
you didn't make it to the end of the program. Have you got enough oxygen in that room?
Yeah.
You sure? But I'm not scared of standing on the edge of a cliff, for example. I don't think I'm going to fall and die. However, in an aeroplane, I'm often a bit afraid.
Yeah, and I think that it's a little bit of that you don't have the control.
Yes, exactly. Because I know that I'm not going to jump off the cliff.
Yeah, it's not your fault. It's como que molesta más morir así.
Exactly. Por un error de otro. Exactly. Or an error de tecnología, which is the most annoying.
And they say, no, in the car, there are more dying. More dies.
Dies dying. Dies, kisses English.
Dies, no deaths. Worry.
Oh my God.
No tenemos que ir a bully.
No, I just had something else to say. Really? You're going to cut me off? I think you're going to regret it.
Bueno, tienes como 15 segundos.
No, it's not going to fit in 15 seconds, nor in 13 seconds, nor in 10 seconds. I don't go anywhere. We've got loads of stuff, actual planned stuff, coming up after the break.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en inglés, quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Dispara tu carrera profesional con un máster Vaughan. Dominarás el inglés oral en situaciones cotidianas y profesionales. Aprenderás a escribir correctamente textos y cartas de negocios en perfecto inglés y transmitirás una imagen de profesionalidad. El máster incluye 1 o 2 inmersiones lingüísticas en Vaughan Town, donde practicarás lo aprendido en el máster con angloparlantes nativos de todas partes del mundo. Puedes hacerlo a tiempo completo o a tiempo parcial. Tú eliges la que más te convenga. La versión completa se realiza por videoconferencia e incluye más de 900 horas de inglés y 2 inmersiones en Vaughan Town. La versión parcial se realiza también por videoconferencia o, si lo prefieres, de manera presencial en nuestros centros de Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza, e incluye más de 500 horas de inglés y una inmersión en Vaughan Town. Todo, por supuesto, en un entorno seguro, cumpliendo todas las medidas de higiene y distanciamiento social. Te estamos ofreciendo el mejor programa de inglés del mercado. ¡Tú decides! Máster en inglés profesional. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to Test Your English, where we're talking, we're not being heightist. We're being very...
A little bit.
No.
Hemos sido un poquito antes. Yo, por lo menos.
Against tall people.
No, against, no, por juntar a los dos altos.
Ah,
marido y mujer. Pero bueno.
Tiny bit. Heightist, exactly, but only a little bit. Anyway, but these world records are not heightist at all because they're not about people anymore, because we did the world record of people. The tallest woman lives in Turkey. She's called Gigli, I think. Gigli?
Gigli.
And the other tallest one was another man that lived there as well.
The future husband.
Is that her future husband when Carlos invites him to first dates? But now we're going to look at other world records. Record breakers. Oh yeah. Okay, so Nacho, how tall do you think the tallest soda can tower is?
So lata de refrescos,
soda is,
¿no?
Exactly. Soda is refrescos.
Una torre.
In English, you say Coke. Just say Coke. We don't. No, fizzy drinks, you say, okay? Mm-hmm. Whereas in America, it's soda.
And soft drinks.
And soft drinks. Very good.
How tall? Uf, empiezan a inclinar rápido, ¿no?
Es que no sé.
Una sola. Una torre de una lata.
One tower. Towering over you. Just,
I don't know. 4 meters? Ahora es 400 metros o algo así.
Yeah, no. I can't tell you the measurement. I can just tell you the number of cans.
Ah, yeah. Bueno, lo hacemos luego el cálculo.
Come on. Just say the number of cans.
Ah, cans. I don't know. 85.
85 cans. How is that even possible?
Acepto.
No. Ah. 24 cans.
Vaya record.
Okay. What about the tallest Bic? The tallest Bic lighter tower.
What?
The Bic lighters.
Ah.
A Bic lighter is what? Oh, no, mechero, ¿no?
Mechero Bic. ¿Qué tengo que decir? ¿La altura o el número de bits?
¡Número!
Pues esto poco.
12. 9. 9. Ok. What do you mean?
Esto
so
me
you
parece
accept
más,
that?
Más correcto.
Ok. What about... Now we're going short, ok? The world's smallest or shortest snowman. I'm not sure. Is this legal?
Es que I remember the guy in the that played the the instruments in the helicopter.
Exactly.
They didn't allow him to.
And now the world's smallest.
Y esto qué es? Bueno, 2 millimeters.
Hold on. The guy in the helicopter playing the bagpipes, the internet didn't exist then.
No, me da igual.
So now he could have got his...
The excuse that they gave him, that the Guinness guys gave him, was that no era...
Original,
no se puede dar para todo.
Exactly.
Pero ahora sí.
I have to say this isn't the Guinness Book of Records official website. Eh? This is called Record Setter.
Bueno, vale. Entonces, vale, me callo. 2 millimeters.
2 millimeters. No, it's 1 inch. 1 1/8 of an inch.
1/8 of an inch.
No, one inch and 1/8.
Bueno, como 3 centimeters, maybe.
No, here it is.
Un poquito menos, ¿no?
Look how happy they are about this tiny little snowman. I could make a smaller one.
Pero si no parece un snowman, ¿no?
No, pero...
si es una...
It's just a block of ice. It doesn't even have a carrot in its nose. Okay, that is the most cutre record we've ever had on the show. It's a block of ice.
Que no parece nada. No, es que no parece nada.
They've stuck a twig in his sides. Tiene como brazos de palos, ¿vale? That is pathetic.
No. No,
okay, we're really upset about that. Oh, this is good. I don't know the measurements, though. Tallest shaving cream wig built in 1 minute.
Wig?
Please translate that.
¿Qué es wig?
Wig is peluquero. Peluca.
Peluca. Una peluca hecha de...
De crema para afeitar. Hecho en 1 minuto.
La más alta.
La más alta. Exactly. So yeah, that someone's got that record
pues,
as well.
En un minuto,
I bet Richard could get a bigger one than that.
Two meters.
Well, Richard could verify many things on here. Richard, do you think this looks like the world's shortest snowman? Would you give that record? Whoa!
Uy. Uy.
I've already broken some headphones.
Break in the studio.
What do you think, Richard? Would you agree that that is the world's shortest snowman, or would you say that?
Estropicio. ¿Cómo se dice estropicio in English? You know the word?
I don't know that word.
Oh.
Look at this snowman, man.
That's the shortest snowman in the world, yes.
Do you agree? You think it's a valid snowman? He doesn't even have a carrot.
Okay, then no.
Then
it doesn't
qualify. Exactly. What a mess.
It doesn't qualify as a snowman. So it's not in the Guinness Book of World Records.
No, it's on this random website.
You know, I should be on the Guinness Book of World Records. I should be there.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
English classes given on the radio.
True.
And on TV. Nobody's given more hours.
We should apply for that. And then you can have a little world record. Instead of painting the wall white.
Yeah.
We could have a world record wall, which would be a bit more interesting, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of world records.
I know, we do them every day.
Broken here. Every day we break the previous record.
Exactly. So we have many questions that we need to address to you, sir. One being, is it true?
No.
That? Oh, okay, good.
Is it true that what?
The Nacho gets paid less because he's not as tall as Rob.
As me?
As you. We found it. It's a fact. Shorter people... the taller you are, you get $789 per inch of your height.
That's
more.
True, because Pau Gasol earns more than I do.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all falling into place. It's so clear.
Yeah. So, now, Danny DeVito also
earns
more than I do.
No, because, okay, maybe he earns more than you do, but then when we did the Danny DeVito program, do you remember, Nacho? It was true that he earned less than, who was he? It was... Who are his?
Than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, of course, because Schwarzenegger is more famous.
I don't know. Danny is Danny. So yeah. I think I've worked it out. I think I've worked out the algorithm, and Nacho's going to come to work in high heels. Okay?
All right.
Is that?
Is your husband? Okay, good. We'll see if that works. All right. Stilettos.
Exactly. And they'll be like, knocking on HR's door. Now do I get my $789? Amazing facts. But all yeah, right. So that was the first
one. Well, is your husband tall?
He is.
How tall is your husband?
Really good question, because I'm talking to an American who will want it in your crazy measurements.
5'11", 6 feet, 6'1".
Over 6 foot, yeah, like 6'2", I think.
If he's 6'2", that means he's 1.87 meters.
Okay,
1.88 meters.
He's tall and
1.89 meters, maybe. At 6'2", he's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not the tallest that, you know, sometimes you're like, whoa. But he's definitely taller than the average.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
When I came to Spain, I was always the tallest.
You're very tall.
No, I'm not. I'm 1.80 meters. Well, I'm shrinking now, but
I used to be 40. Another fun fact we found out today. Yeah.
But when I was in the metro cars, what do you call the vagones de metro in British English?
The tube carriage.
Yeah. Okay. We would just say the metro car. Well, the subway car. I was the tallest always.
Yeah.
In 1972, 73.
Now in 2021.
Not because I've shrunk necessarily, but because simply the people on the metro cars at that time had been brought up in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And they didn't have good nutrition.
Yeah.
And so they were definitely much shorter.
This is what I was saying about Pablo's dad. His dad is tiny. And yet Pablo is a good 3 heads taller than him.
All right.
It's very funny.
Pablo's your husband.
Yeah. And I think that's because probably diet as well played a big role in. Actually, Pablo's dad's a very interesting case. He was one of 11 brothers and sisters whom all died. And he was the only surviving one. Isn't that crazy?
Your husband?
No, my husband's father. His mother, so his grandmother had 11 children who all died. And Pablo's dad, Antonio, was the only surviving one.
When was his dad born? Do you remember?
He's a bit older than...
I mean, how old is Pablo?
1940-something.
All right. How old is your husband?
40-something, 44.
You don't know how old your husband is? Come on.
I know how old Nacho is.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
No.
He's 41.
Same age as Andrea, my daughter.
Ah, really?
What month were you born in, Nacho?
June.
June, so he's 1 month older than Andrea.
Ah.
She was born in July.
She's tall.
She's about 1.75 meters, I guess. 1.74 meters.
I think she's taller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice height. But getting back to your father, your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he is.
Well, how old is he?
He's 77, oh, okay. 8.
You know, but I do know another man who had 13 children and only one survived the age of 30.
That is crazy.
And most of them...
What do you mean, only one survived till the age of 30? Then he died?
No, he died at age 38 or 39.
Oh, my goodness. This is a tragic story.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised who he is. Felipe IV de España. Rey.
No.
Yeah.
He had 12 other brothers and sisters.
No, brothers and sisters, no, children.
Children. Children.
Yeah. Half of the 13 legitimate, his illegitimate children lived long lives. Because they were...
No, they lived longer.
Endogamia.
Wow.
But of his 13 children, only one survived the age of 30, Charles II.
Carlos
el Hechizado.
Yeah.
The last Habsburg in Spain.
Yes.
Before the Bourbons. And he had 13 legitimate children. I think about 6 or 7 of them died before the age of 1.
Right.
And 3 or 4 of them died before 2 days, in the first 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
With 2 different wives. The problem is all of the wives, they were close, they were cousins, you understand?
So those ones were, yeah.
And so for me, it's incredibly irresponsible. For me, he was infanticide. It was a murderer. He was a killer.
That is crazy.
To agree for, I'm sure it's for political reasons.
Yeah.
To marry his cousin from Austria or something.
Yeah. Inbred.
And then all the children die.
Insane. This program has taken quite a twist.
Yeah.
We were talking about a tall order, short notice, and now?
But a short order? Inbred. Have you ever heard of a short order? You say a tall order, right?
No, I've never heard of a short order. What's that?
Well, right. This is a very interesting job. Short order?
Short order cook.
High style. Have you ever heard short order cook?
Yes, I've heard short order cook. I'd forgotten.
You don't have those in Great Britain.
No, what are they? So making something that...
Well, have you seen the movies where there's a
the main actress is playing a waitress in a crazy place. People come in to eat, and they're always under a lot of stress.
Yes.
And the guy, the owner is behind in the kitchen saying, "All right, Doris, take this out to, you know."
Always, exactly, yeah.
All right. Those are short order cooks working back there. And the menu in these restaurants are enormous. You can, you know, they look like my translation booklet, you know. Wow. And this guy will make 2 eggs over easy with bacon and hash brown potatoes in a minute.
That's incredible. Bow, bow. And when you say over easy, what does that mean?
All right. When you go to the United States.
Okay. I need to learn this.
This is for Spaniards more than for Brits.
Okay.
You Brits can get by. A Spaniard goes there and sits down for his first American breakfast in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And he says, "I want 2 fried eggs." Fine. And then the next question the waitress asks invariably is, "How would you like your eggs?" That's what I say. "How would you like your eggs? Fried."
I said it already. I learned the word and I'm using the word.
But then you have three ways, basically. Over easy. Well, sunny side up.
What's that?
Hold on. Okay, if you put an egg on a griddle or a grill, right, you know, or in a pan.
Yeah.
The yolk is facing up.
Of course.
That's sunny side up.
The only option.
Now, no, it's not. Hey, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you can slide the spatula under it and turn it over.
Why would you do that?
Because you want to cook the other side just slightly. Okay. And so you turn it over. You turn it over for 20 seconds, and then that's it.
How funny.
And it's called over easy.
And is that how you like your eggs?
I like it, yes.
Over
easy.
In the U.S.,
yes.
Interesting. I would never think that you'd need to.
You see, here they splatter the
oil on top. Yes. Suegra does that.
Because here it's total immersion, like in English, of course, total immersion. Huevos en immersión total. Even if you go back 400 years, you can
see
it.
That's how they have
the... Go back 400 years and you put the following, write the following. Velázquez, el pintor, Velázquez,
mm-hmm.
Mujer con huevo.
No, there's a photo.
Come on.
Con huevo. There's a painting.
Yeah. There we are.
Oh, that is brilliant. And there's proof that...
Look at the egg. They're floating in oil.
Yeah.
You see. So, you know, that's how they cook.
There
I like it that
it.
Way.
I like do like Spanish. It that way, and with lots of salt on top.
But you see, I like fried eggs any way you make them.
I'm a big fried egg fan, but I did not know about the over easy
I mean, the person who...
Option.
The guy who invented the fried egg deserves a Nobel Prize.
Do you think it was done on the boot of a car?
No. I think the inventor of the fried egg was Francis Bacon. Yeah. Okay.
That was good. That was really good. I cracked a really funny joke in the first half of the program. I think that was even better. I was going to say, Richard, can I test you to guess your height?
Sure.
Thanks. Nacho, can I have the refugee? And then we'll shout, "Test our Richard."
Hold on. Test our Nacho.
A mí.
Okay, so this is probably the most authoritative quiz you'll ever do.
All right.
Are you ready? Are you feeling nervous?
Do you do quizzes or take quizzes? All right.
Yeah, you take quizzes. This quiz, okay?
Okay. Shoot.
I'm going to call you Nacho. Richard.
Yes.
What's your least favorite color?
Of those I can see?
He's got 6 options. Red, blue, yellow, orange, green, or purple. Your least favorite.
Yellow.
What? That's like a crime.
Of those 6, yellow.
Well, that yellow was a particularly
offensive
shade.
I mean, the one
I
like the least. The one that, you know.
Okay. Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 9. Okay.
You didn't like that yellow. How many pairs of shoes do you own? 1 to 3.
1 to 3.
4, 5, 6, 7, or 8.
3. 1 to 3.
Okay.
You didn't press the button.
I did. Look. I did. I've done it and it's gone. It's absorbing your answers.
Okay.
Which of these smells is the best smell?
Freshly ground coffee, rain, fresh bread, ocean breeze, baked cookies, gasoline. Oh, gasoline, yeah.
You like gasoline?
No, freshly ground coffee.
Yes. Okay, we coincide there. I hate the smell of rain. What time do you typically go to sleep? 9 p.m. or earlier? 10 p.m.-ish, 11 p.m.-ish, 12 a.m.-ish, 1 a.m.-ish?
11 p.m.-ish.
2 a.m. or later. Okay. pick a cheesy food or a chocolate food? Mac and cheese?
No.
Brownies?
No.
Grilled cheese?
Pizza.
He's gone for the pizza. He's ignored the ice cream sandwich and the chocolate cake. What's the first vowel in your last name?
A.
A-E-I-O-U. If you had to be a bug, what kind would you be?
Well, let me see.
A bee?
No.
An ant?
No.
Dragonfly?
Wait a minute.
They're pretty cool.
I'd be a dragonfly.
Not a spider?
No.
Not a disgusting centipede?
A dragonfly.
Okay, not a ladybug.
La libellula vaga d'una vaga ilusión. It's Rubén Darío.
I did see the most beautiful dragonfly.
Right.
And lastly, okay, here are some very common fears. Which scares you the most? Heights, spiders, deep water, small spaces, public speaking. That one, no?
Spiders.
That one must terrify you.
Spiders.
Or needles.
Spiders.
Okay.
All right.
You are...
5'4". Well, I'm pretty short.
It's calculated your height. It's infallible, this quiz.
I'm 5'11".
It has calculated Richard's height at 5'4", which in centimetres is 162 centimetres, the height of an average English woman. We read it in the earlier article.
All right,
article.
Well, I was 1.80 meters.
And you've shrunk.
I've shrunk a lot.
Because of the yellow.
And because of that yellow colour. Which, well, the colour I like the least, you're asking me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, the quiz can't get it wrong. You're going to have to
have...
The
quiz is really wrong. Okay.
We never have wrong quizzes here on the radio, right,
Have
Nacho?
You done this with Nacho?
I do a quiz every day.
But have you done this one?
I know, the height quiz, no. Let's do this one. Nacho, are you ready?
Yeah.
Imagine if it says the same height. Okay, you got to do it really fast. Your least favourite colour?
Red.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
8+.
Which of these smells? Exactly. Which of these smells is the best smell? The coffee, the rain, the bread, the gasoline, the baked cookies, or the ocean breeze?
Coffee.
Ooh, you want to be 5 foot. What time do you typically go to sleep?
11 p.m.
Oh, I did 10. I've ruined the quiz.
No,
I've changed it. Pick a cheesy food or a chocolate food. Mac and cheese, brownies, grilled cheese, chocolate cake, pizza, or ice cream sandwich.
Pizza.
Pauline, you can't be like Richard. You're just copying Richard. What's the first vowel? A. Caramba.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. If you had to be a bug, what kind would you be? No puedo ser aquí, Jack.
Venga, ladybug.
Ladybug. Mariquita.
Lastly, here are some very common fears. What scares you the most? Heights, spiders, deep water, small spaces, public speaking, or needles?
Heights.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're 2 centimeters shorter than Richard.
This is not. This must be for women. This test is for women.
This test is for women. It's got to be.
Yeah. By the way, you were talking about, go back there.
Oh, yeah?
No, there, no. Go down.
Uh-huh.
How many shoes?
8+, Financia. Yeah.
Freshly ground coffee. Do you like freshly ground coffee?
I do like freshly ground coffee.
Have you ever tried sniffing? You take a Kleenex.
Yeah?
Take a Kleenex out.
Right.
Put it flat on the counter in your kitchen.
Yeah?
Pour some coffee grounds.
Okay.
Then twist it up and sniff it. And see if it produces a high. You know, see if it works.
Okay. Yeah.
Because coffee is supposed to be, you know, to perk you up. We'll see.
I'm just saying, whilst Richard was talking about the coffee high,
yeah,
I took the quiz.
And
I am a whopping 5'10", 1.77 meters.
No, 1.78 meters.
1.78 meters.
You know, I've noticed something, Nacho. Women never round up. You know?
I wanted to be more your height.
They never round up. It said 1.77.99 and then 1.77.
We just read the first bit.
But you see, the men in marketing know this, and that's why they say 19, it's only, you know, 199.99.
Yeah. No, that's all we're interested in. I fall straight for that trick. I can't believe I'm how many centimeters taller than you all? Loads. Like 6 inches taller than both of you.
Yeah, wow.
I'll enjoy that later as I tower over you. I don't know how interested Richard's going to be in our tenuous link of celebrity couples with extreme height differences. Would you prefer to listen to Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush? Oh, my God, he just pulled a face like he doesn't love Kate Bush.
Well, no, it's Wuthering Heights.
You, how?
Cumbres Borrascosas.
Pero, it's the best song ever.
Ah, the song.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the novel. I thought no. she was going to start reading the novel. Okay, no, let's hear the song. I probably never heard it.
This is my very favorite song in the whole world.
Of all time.
Of all time. And because it's got the word heights in it, it's allowed in this program.
More than yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy. She
Even
told me
more
not to.
Than yummy, yummy,
Have
yummy.
You ever heard it?
No.
Yummy, 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 I've got
He's
love
gonna
in my
tummy. He's going to try and replace Kate Bush for yummy, 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 I've got love in my tummy. I can see it. No, no,
Find
don't
it,
go
Nacho.
With Richard. Don't
yummy con Y.
Kate Bush. Kate
First, we'll listen to Kate Bush. We have time.
We have time. We have
okay,
fun.
Let's hear Kate Bush and then yummy, yummy, yummy. I know this song. I've heard it many times.
I do really good ballet moves to it.
But
I
now
pirouette,
you have to hear the number one.
Okay, number All one. Right. I'm ready for it.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy.
But it's okay, Kate Bush.
I knew you would like it.
Thank you so much for being here today, Richard. Right. It's been a tall order. No, that doesn't make sense.
A short order.
It was short notice, but it worked out really well. See you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Hey, have you heard about our Tres Mestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughn. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class. And the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te